First Lady Michelle Obama delivered her second-to-last commencement speech as First Lady of the United States of America in Santa Fe on Thursday. She was here to talk to the 105 graduating seniors of the Santa Fe Indian School. Word passed by text across cell phones that the First Lady's motorcade had made it up Cerrillos Road and was pulling onto the Indian School campus. Tiwa dancers from Okeawinge Pueblo led the procession of graduates.
What a glorious day!
They performed for the First Lady, the 19 tribal governors, and other dignitaries and school officials. But acknowledging the most important members of the audience, Mrs. Obama high-fived and thumbs-upped from the podium to the parents and elders of the graduates.
And that's actually where I want to start today, with family, in particular with my own family. I want to tell you about the people who came before me and how they made me who I am today. I am the great-great-granddaughter of Jim Robinson, who was born in South Carolina, lived as a slave, and is likely buried in an unmarked grave on the plantation where he worked. I am the great-granddaughter of Frazier Robinson, an illiterate houseboy who taught himself to read and became an entrepreneur, selling newspapers and shoes. I am the granddaughter of Frazier Robinson Jr., who left the only life he ever known to move his family north, seeking a place where his children's dreams wouldn't be so limited by the color of their skin. And I am the daughter of Frazier Robinson III and Marion Robinson, who raised me and my brother in a tiny apartment on the south side of Chicago, just upstairs from my elderly great aunt and uncle, who my parents cared for, and just blocks away from our extended family, a host of grandparents and aunts and uncles and cousins who were always in and out of each other's homes and lives, sharing stories and food and talking and laughing for hours. And while my parents were products of segregated schools, and neither of them had an education past high school, they knew with every bone in their bodies that they wanted their kids to go to college. That was their mission from the day we were born. So my mother volunteered at our school so that she could make sure we were taking our studies seriously. And my father worked as a pump operator at the city water plant, saving every penny for our college tuition. And when my father was diagnosed with multiple sclerosis, a disease that affected his muscles and made it hard for him to walk and even dress himself in the morning, I remember he hardly ever missed a day of work, no matter how sick he was, no matter how much pain he was in. And let me tell you, I will never forget the look of pride on his face and on my mom's face as I walked across the stage at Princeton University and 3 years later at Harvard Law School to accept my diplomas. Degrees that have given me opportunities that my parents never could have dreamed of for themselves.
In June 2014, Mrs. Obama accompanied President Obama on the first presidential visit to Indian country. They went to Standing Rock Reservation in South Dakota. There they heard in private from six Native youths who shared their stories.
When I heard that when you were first brainstorming about who to invite to your commencement, and someone suggested me or my husband, some of you thought that that was an impossible dream, that it just wasn't realistic to think that people like us would ever visit a school like yours. Well, today I want you to know that there is nowhere I would rather be than right here with all of you. That your values, the values that infuse this school, are the very same values that my parents handed down to me. It's about how you act when no one is watching, and whether you're the same person on the outside as you are on the inside. So graduates, I wanted to be here with you at your commencement because your values are my values. The values that carried me all the way from the South Side of Chicago to where I am today, standing before you as the First Lady of the United States.
In December 2014, the Obama administration announced the Generation Indigenous, Gen I for short, initiative. Gen I works to improve the lives of Native youth. The Department of Education this year tripled its investment in Native youth community projects, announcing more than $17 million in challenge grants this March. One participant in Gen I for her pueblo.
My name is Shana Naranjo, and I'm from Santa Clara Pueblo.
And how do you feel about the First Lady speaking to your commencement address today?
The First Lady, wow, it's still surreal to me, even at this moment, even though I'm about to graduate in maybe a little over an hour. The momentum and the hype leading up to this moment has been incredible, but for me, I'm still in shock. What I feel that my message would be to everyone is that thank you for showing that the Santa Fe Indian School matters, that Indigenous youth matters. Because, and people like everyone who made this happen, especially Mrs. Obama, are the reason why I'm preparing myself to go to Stanford. Not only for me, but I have a bigger cause, which is for my people. And that's something that keeps me grounded. And I just can't wait for the next coming years to see what Indian country has coming for it.
So I wanted to ask you a little bit about the Generation I initiatives, because I understand you've been active a little bit on behalf of your nation of Santa Clara Pueblo. Tell me what you've done for Gen I.
The first Generation Indigenous Conference my Pueblo and I went to, and I'm a part of the Santa Clara Pueblo Tribal Youth Council, and we took a group of them to the Gen I Conference in Albuquerque last year for the Gathering of Nations, and that was the first time it was held. So over there, we really got a very great impression of what a lot of the youth are doing all over the nation in terms of suicide prevention, alcoholism, and particularly education. And they have been role models for us and my group at Santa Clara because we really plan to kind of embrace and transform and really allow Indigenous youth to take hold of their future.
Class valedictorian Emmanuel Vigil of Jicarilla Apache Tribe called the First Lady a superstar. He made an unusual thank you to Lady Gaga, he said, for giving me the tools to be myself. 105 seniors are going on to college at a rate of 95%. Vigil will head to Columbia University in the fall. Salutatorian Shian Quintana from Okeawinge and Santa Clara Pueblos is a Gates Foundation scholar who will go on to UNM.
Good afternoon, students, families, staff, distinguished tribal leaders. On behalf of the Santa Fe Indian School and all tribes here today, we express our warmest welcome to the commencement speaker and our nation's First Lady, Mrs. Michelle Obama, who, much like myself, was the salutatorian of her high school and also a member of the National Honor Society. I would like to welcome Mrs. Obama to Indian Country, more specifically, the side of Indian Country that is not normally portrayed. We are graduating Native Americans. We are successful Native Americans. We are Native Americans with hopes, dreams, and ambitions. We have so many successful students in the class of 2016, ranging from students attending their dream schools to students who have been able to achieve a top ACT score. Each student before you today cares for their community with a passion that leaves me in awe. And to the class of 2016, I have a message for you. No matter where life takes you, I want you to remember the time you spent at the Santa Fe Indian School.
Mrs. Obama addressed the Santa Fe Indian School's history.
As we all know, this school was founded as part of a deliberate, systematic effort to extinguish your culture, to literally annihilate who you were and what you believed in. But look at you today. The native language is now expressed in every square foot of this building, in the art on your walls, in the statue in your MSC building, in the Poké Day song and dance performances in your plaza, in the prayers and blessings that you offer in your heart room. and the endless military drills and manual labor that those early students endured have been replaced by one of the best academic curriculums in the country. Every day at the school, you've been weaving together thousands of years of your heritage with the realities of your modern lives. And all of that preparation and hard work, graduates, is so critically important because, make no mistake about it, you all are the next generation of leaders in your communities, and not years from now or decades from now, but right now.
Mrs. Obama interspersed her remarks with common sense advice for the graduates to expect that college may be a difficult adjustment, and she closed on a note both personal and incredibly inspiring.
I feel when I think about my own story, how my great-grandfather was another man's property. My great-grandfather was another man's servant. My grandparents and parents felt the sting of segregation and discrimination. But because they refused to be defined by anyone else's idea of who they were and what they could be, because they held fast to their impossible dreams for themselves and their children, today my two daughters wake up each morning in the White House. I believe that that is the true path of history in this country. It is long. It is winding, and at times it can be very painful. But ultimately, it flows in the direction of hope, dignity, and justice, because people like you stand up for your values. People like you who stay true to who you are and where you come from, and who work every day to share the blessings you've had with others. So graduates, in closing, I hope that you will always remember your story, and that you will carry your story with you as proudly as I carry mine. I am so proud of you. I am so excited for you to continue this extraordinary journey, and I can't wait to see everything you'll achieve and bring back to your communities. Thank you all.
For Women's Focus, I'm Ellen Berkovich.